Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday morning. How's everyone feeling? Is everyone good?
Warriors lost.
I know. You know. What is
Sharks
it?
Sharks lost, it? Too.
I know.
Look, you guys, this is what we do. We let
what
them feel like they
what
have a chance.
What are you talking about?
And then we come back and crush
no
them.
No way. We just want to kick their ass.
Yeah, well, we want to, but we need to let them feel like they have a chance.
Yeah, it's not as exciting, right?
If they just sweep
blow
through,
them out.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, they're just trying to keep us interested. That's all.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really been following the Giants.
Well, as Vinny said yesterday, you don't need to.
Giants are in last place.
As soon as they're out of last place, you can check them out.
Someone, KCBS the other day, he goes, I think he was talking about the A's. The A's are in the basement. And I go, oh, that's a neat way to say last place.
Mm. Well, it's not, you know, sometimes your rec room's down in your basement. You know, growing up on the East Coast, everybody had a basement. Mm. You'd spend your whole summer there because it was the only cool place in the house.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's where usually that's where your TV was, your laundry.
That's where you boned Village, too.
I never boned him in a basement.
I thought that was in the basement.
No.
Didn't he live in the basement?
No.
Where'd he live?
In an apartment in Bridgewater.
Who'd you bone in the basement?
I can't think of anyone I boned in a basement. I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure you're wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't see my basement.
Why?
We didn't have a great basement at my house. We had a huge boiler down there, and it's the laundry, my dad's workshop. But everybody had rec rooms in their basement. I'm sure at some point I probably boned someone in a basement.
I remember a story, so I'm just...
Oh. Hmm.
It wasn't...
Huh. No. No.
And it wasn't good, Rick?
Oh, you know who I boned in a basement? Oh, this is good. Great. So, Evil Rick had a basement bedroom.
There you go.
Yeah. Rick, but Evil Rick, not Village.
Right, but I knew there was a basement bone.
Well, that was just his room. He had like this room in his basement, and it was like curtained off from the rest of the basement.
Yes,
like, basements
that's
are
the
huge,
story.
It's like curtains all the way around. That was his. Actually, Whitey's bedroom was in the basement too. So I guess I did bang a few guys in various basements.
It's all coming back to you.
You know, the thing about basements is they're part of the house there. You don't even think of them as being a basement. Oh, you live in the basement? Oh, well. So does everyone else I know.
Look at you.
Yeah. I'm a basement dweller, apparently. So when I'm in the basement, I am not in last place.
You with your... I never boned anyone in the basement.
Well, Village,
Five minutes later, you're like, oh, yeah.
Let me think if there's anyone else I boned in any basements. Not in my basement. Yikes.
The equivalent of a shed, I guess.
No.
No?
A shed is not a basement.
Above ground.
Yeah.
Ghetto.
Yeah, that's a ghetto place to bang someone. Shed.
We loved our shed.
I bet you did.
Our shed was great.
Oh, you had a ping pong table out there.
We played ping pong there. Yeah. The ping pong tournaments that you can get into. Boy, that's good fun.
Yeah. Any kind of tourney is good. If everyone's having a good time and everyone's playing, it's fun.
I don't know that I would have done that without drinks, but, you know.
Well, sure.
At the time, it was get some beers.
Get some ping pong paddles.
Meet you in the shed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I'll meet you in the shed. Wait, my name is going to be Shed from now on your radio
forevermore.
Show forevermore?
Sorry. You know...
Oh, it's fun.
I haven't bothered. I don't care enough to... I could get that lady's name, but I never bothered.
Well, yeah, Shed is her name. Don't worry about it.
I know. We could know. She's forevermore that. What is the girl's name? Rochelle?
Is that the first boobs he touched?
Yeah, was it first boobs?
Yeah.
What does her last name start with? I don't know if you want to say her last name.
I don't want to say it on okay.
He has said it, but
well, she popped up on my Facebook the other day.
Oh.
And I go, oh, that's blah, 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 blah.
How'd she pop up on your Facebook?
She must be following you and following all your friends. Maybe she listens to the show now.
And how'd you figure it was the same Rochelle?
Because that's not a common name. My middle name is Rochelle.
Rochelle.
And so, and hers is R-O.
You know why I bet it happened? This is trippy.
Hmm.
I've started on Instagram, I clicked the button that sends your picture to Facebook, too.
Oh, yes, yeah.
And I thought it was sending my picture to my Facebook page.
Yeah.
The one that I have set up that I usually is the one I use.
Mm-hmm.
But it's been sending it to my Facebook.
The other one?
You know how there's two?
Right.
One's a page and one is a
fan site or something.
Whatever. Would. So anyway, it's sending it to the page I never use.
Oh.
The one that Rochelle would be on.
Oh, the one that had friends, because you ditched it once you maxed out at 5,000 friends, you got a fan page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, once they explained that they're never going to allow you to have...
I don't know why.
More than that, yeah.
I switched it up long ago.
Sometimes I have to kick people off because I add people that I
meet. Actually know, right?
Mm-hmm. No offense, listeners.
I never go on Facebook
anymore. Yeah, they only give you 5,000. And I don't want to do a whole new fan page thing. That's just,
I know. I think I have one. I think I actually have one. Yeah. I literally never look at that anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm so annoyed
over
by
Facebook. Yeah. So anyway, so she popped up.
So she's that's why you mm-hmm. saw her, because she's on my other page, the one with all my high school friends.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to know something trippy about her, and I haven't talked to her in 30 years. I have no idea.
Oh.
But I know from Facebook, she's someone that, so she's my age.
Yeah.
We're the same age. She had a baby yesterday.
What?
Literally yesterday?
Literally yesterday.
So she's 50 years old and had a baby.
I mean, or 49.
Right.
Wow.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
So she had, and I don't want to share all her business.
No,
so
you
do
should,
not
though,
go if find you, her yeah. last
no,
name.
Find her. Great.
No, I don't want to. But she had a first family, and then apparently there was a divorce, and she met a new man, and I guess...
Found herself knocked out.
Yeah.
Good
and
for
so
her,
two
though.
Kids,
yeah.
two new kids to go with the first two kids at 50.
That's
clearly loves
to...
it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, some people do. I wonder how old her first kids are.
They're in college, high school. Like grown trip, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy for her, but I when I first saw the I'm pregnant thing, I was like, oh my gosh, 50.
Well, we do it later and later. People are successfully doing it.
But mm-hmm. she'd done it early and early.
It continues. How old's the Duggar lady? She's actually not that old, is she? The one who's got 20 kids now and.
I don't know. I don't follow those people. The shows or anytime I see any stories about them, I skip right over them just because I just don't care about them.
Yeah.
I care about this other BS, but not them.
What was the thing with them? Like one of their sons was molesting a bunch of their daughters
really
or something.
Really low down stuff going on.
Oh.
And they lost their show or something over
something
it,
like that, yeah.
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 All I know is she cranked one out a year for 20 years.
Always pregnant.
Yeah, she might actually be in her 30s, for all I know. You know, she might have started at, I don't know, 16 or 17.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't either.
I never followed that at all.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to think of, like, older people who've had babies, but my friend Greer had a baby a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was crazy.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, I remember.
And she had trouble getting pregnant mm-hmm. early on. She had a couple kids, so this one's, I don't know, 15 years mm-hmm. younger than her oldest.
Every time I see a picture of her daughter, right?
Yeah.
I'm always like, oh, look at she's getting so big. Oh, my goodness.
I know. She's growing up. Growing up fast.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They grow and grow.
My new one's crawling now. Like full.
Dude, I was watching that thing
motor crawl.
Your wife put up yesterday.
The Hulk
or the
one?
Day before. Oh, my God. That is, it's so funny. She's got, like, she even found, like, a little Hulk cartoon to put into the. It's on the baby's, like, eating tray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. And then Isla's in the background.
Yeah, Isla's just walking around.
Her long hair.
Busy.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
She's got things.
Stuff to do. Uh-huh. Schedule's got to keep.
Did she ask you how you were feeling yesterday, Ben?
Oh, no.
Were you upset?
But
are
we
you
did.
Frustrated?
I did get her with it.
Oh.
She still won't tell me. I asked her again yesterday. I'm like, where are you learning that?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Just trying to be clued into your feelings, Dad.
But I do think that it's what the texter said yesterday, mm-hmm. is that it's teachers who are trying to get them in touch with their emotions.
Right.
And now she's doing it to me. But I feel the first time she did it, I was like, am I outwardly doing something I don't
is it
realize?
Me?
Right.
No.
Am I putting out a vibe?
I'm not. Why do you ask me that? But then as the questions went on, are you frustrated? Mm-hmm. Are you sad?
It's nice that she's doing that. Like, she's sort of keyed in on that. I think.
Are you angry?
Sometimes it is to look at that in yourself. You go, oh, I am a little frustrated. Mm. Let me get to the root of that.
Mm. Mm. Well, if anything that I experience in full, it's frustration. Mm. That's the one.
I think. Go on.
No, I mean, that's it. I'm easily overwhelmed and frustrated. Mm. There's the end.
Right. I think my biggest problem is impatience.
Yeah.
I'm very impatient. I can't wait for things. And I just can't wait for someone else to do something, you know? Like,
it's hard depending on someone else to do something.
What do you think your biggest thing is?
I get annoyed very easily.
Oh, you're irritated easily.
Hmm. Yesterday we had to go look at carpet.
Oh my God, you love that.
Carpeteria.
Carpeteria.
We did not go to Carpeteria.
Oh, you didn't?
No, we had to, the easiest route we could go is to go with the vendor that the insurance company deals with. Vic did come over, gave us a great quote from Carpeteria, but then we decided, you know, we would have to get a check from the company and blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
It was just so much hassle. Let's just go to their vendor and get it done. And John like something. I'm just like, okay, that's nice. Sure. Uh-huh. All right. Well, I'm going to go sit down over here.
Oh.
Just like, I just want to sit down. You can walk around all you want. And then we thought we picked one out. So I went to go look at some other stuff on the other side of the store. I come back and he decides on another carpet.
Oh.
I'm like, what made you change your mind in the 2 minutes that I was gone? Well, I just like this one. Okay. I'm like, whatever.
But, so you're leaving that to him. You don't care.
Well, I don't care. However, in the end, it was a carpet that I wanted that we got.
Oh.
But I was just like, I'm going to go sit over there, okay? I just need to sit down. And the guy's just like looking at me. Just whatever, dude. I just want to sit down.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Just sit and be calm.
Mm-hmm.
You overcome your irritation.
Yeah, and I'm tired. Mm. You know, it's 1 o'clock and...
isn't 1 o'clock just about that
oh
the time when it's just...
I just want to sit down. Mm. And so I was concerned.
It's
my
one
concern.
O'clock.
Yeah, exactly.
Boop, boop,
wait, where's my thing? I was concerned about the dog. You know, what would be best for the dog? What would be best for the stairs? Am I going to trip on that carpet? Is it going to... He mentioned a word, smile. The carpet smiles on the stairs.
As they bend it,
the
shag comes apart and you can see what it's attached to.
Yeah, so I didn't want that. John really liked this carpet, but then he mentioned that. And I'm like, I'm not trying to trip over anything on the stairs. So we ended up going with this other carpet. Everything was fine, but annoyed is what I get.
Yeah.
It's buying carpet. My buddy wrote me the other day and goes, what the hell? Are we going to Surf Mexico for your bachelor party or not?
Oh.
And I'm like, I got to buy a fence. I can't go right now. He's like, what am I supposed to do? I need a fence. You can't believe it's posted up with pieces of a bed.
Yeah.
To keep from falling down. That's how my fence is keeping to. That's how I'm keeping it up.
The scrap wood from your bed.
That's adulting, Vinny. Good
that
decision.
That is a good decision.
Well,
you made the right decision.
Sucks, man.
Is Christina having a bachelorette party?
She's probably going to go do something with her girlfriends.
Yeah.
Nothing like
maybe
a strip trip to
or
Mexico.
Yeah.
But she'll do the wine and cheese crap that you guys like so much.
I love that. Can't wait for that this weekend.
Oh, girls,
wine and cheese weekend.
Are you going to go shopping?
Yeah, we're going to do. So I'll get some. I, you know, as you know, I only go once a year. I'm ready. I need some new t-shirts and socks.
And bras.
Yeah.
So you're coming out of a visit with family
in
town and going straight to girls' weekend.
Yeah, so my parents are leaving tomorrow. It's been a great visit.
Good.
Had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, when I got home, my mom and I were sitting just, you know, companionably together next door, they're taking this tree down, and it's enormous, but it has like some kind of beetle problem or something, and they're afraid it's going to fall on their house. So this enormous pine tree is coming down, and this is that was day one, so there's still some of it left. But so in my driveway, right outside my house, is the wood chipper. Mm-hmm. You know that cool. they're doing this. I mean, it was just like, talk about irritation.
Loud.
Like, oh my God, all day, no matter where you were, I was like, oh, you want to go to like a movie or something? Get out of here.
You should go like throw stuff in it from your house. Things that you want to get rid of.
Oh no, there's.
You got a couch you don't need?
I'm good. I only have
push
what
that
I need
in, there.
In my house. I don't. I'm a throwaway person.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I get. So I don't have anything for the chipper. That would have been good though. You know, but it was super super loud all day. But I still managed to fall asleep on the couch. Oh, I'm like, dude, no lie, all day, and then get that noise.
This from the
what
lady
that,
who's
chainsaw?
Been working on her house for the past 15
yeah, but
years.
I don't park in other people's driveways and do it. So the but you got to get that noise plus the wood chipper, which was going all day long. It was crazy.
Oh, I didn't know how that sounds.
It would find it. It's bad. It's very, very loud.
When I think of wood chipper, I think of Fargo. Remember they put the body in?
Yeah. Oh, my God. So do I. Every time I see it. My dad's looking. He goes,
me out.
He goes, I could jump in there. You'd never hear from me. You wouldn't even, if, I was like, Dad, what are you? Yeah. All day. Now put some wood through it.
I don't.
That's not nearly loud enough. You have to put a huge log through it. Oh. All day long yesterday. And then. Oh, God. Boy, and I'm going to have another day of that today as well. They're coming
lucky.
Back today. I know.
Good
super
for
fun.
You.
So fun. Oh, no. We have the Johnny Mosley podcast today. I don't know if we're going to be able to do it.
Because of the noise?
Going to postpone?
Should we? We might have to.
I mean.
That just occurred
Bryn
to me.
Bryn just got so happy.
I didn't get happy.
Unless you do it here.
It's all about Johnny, right? Like, the guy is always out of town, so who knows? His schedule.
You know what? I'll text him. Who cares? I'll figure that out on my own time. And then he wants to. Well, listen, we can't really do it if that's happening.
Right.
I totally just realized
that'd
that.
Be a waste.
It would be. Although maybe they'll go. They did have to take an hour long lunch yesterday. I was super stoked. I'm like, yes, an hour of quiet.
Fit it in that window. You don't
yeah.
know when they.
I don't know.
Hey guys, when are you guys gonna take a lunch?
I'll figure it out.
Yeah, when are you guys gonna take a lunch so we can. We record our podcast
real
that we
quick.
Do.
Oh my God. And then I found this egg yesterday.
What kind of egg?
I saw that.
A dove egg.
Oh, yeah.
And I only know it was a dove egg because I'm walking around in my garden. I'm weeding and whatever. I got my little bucket and I'm pulling stuff up. And I'm like, what's that? I thought it was a mushroom. Tiny, tiny little egg. And then there was a dove. Was up above where I found the egg in the garden, and it took off. And you know how dogs go like as they fly away. It must sound like a pigeon.
Okay.
No.
And then another dove took off. So I know that they were hanging out trying to get. And the egg was ice cold. Like it wasn't like you know it had just fallen out. I don't even know how it survived. I couldn't find a nest or any of that. So it's sitting on the counter, and I take a couple pictures. I put them on my Instagram. I'm like, oh, look how cool this little egg is. And my brother goes, oh, what is that? A Jordan almond? Picks it up. He bites it.
Shut up!
He bit it. He bit an animal.
He bites right into it. He just thought he's like,
what a barbarian!
It was so well. He thought it was an almond or something. I
well,
guess.
Why would he think he should just put it in his mouth?
You know, people snack.
There's only one.
A single Jordan almond.
I know it was so weird, but it
well,
sort of solved
he
my problem.
He learned a valuable lesson. Yeah, my God,
tiny little eggs.
Disgusting.
Wow.
I know. So we just, because no one really knew what to say. We're all sitting around. We all know it's an egg. And we're all sitting around the counter. And he's, oh, boom, boom, puts it in his mouth. It's just like egg. I'm like,
gross.
We all laughed our asses off. But in a way, I was like kind of grateful to him for doing it because I didn't know what to do with it. Like it was cold. I wasn't going to incubate it or anything. But then I didn't want to throw it away. Like
I would have just put it back in the garden.
Well, I don't know.
What if they
a snake?
Came back for
no, they definitely. I can't imagine it. What are they going to do? Pick it up? They can't pick up an egg
with their mouth.
You don't know what they can and can't.
You're
do.
You're right. I don't know what they can and can't do. Hopefully, they have another egg somewhere.
They're like, oh my God, that
AP,
big
like,
lady
oh
just stole our kid.
Right, exactly. And then that big guy ate it.
He just popped it in his mouth. He literally bit into it, like. like through the, you know, he didn't put the whole thing in his mouth, through the shell.
Oh, gosh.
But we all just looked at him like, oh, good.
Killer of the dove baby.
I know. He's a dove killer.
They can pick up their eggs with their claws or talons or what do you call them? Yeah, they just.
Well, why didn't they then? It would have been sitting
maybe
there.
Maybe they were about to.
Yeah, they're going
fixing on doing it.
Well, I ruined it. Lady killed their progeny.
Gave it to her brother and ate it.
Yeah, I didn't mean to for him to eat it.
Good Lord.
It's a little egg. I'm feeling really pretty bad about the dog.
What a behemoth he is. God, big. Oaf.
It's a barbarian.
I know,
everything
exactly.
must go in my mouth.
No, it's like an oversized baby, you know? Anyway.
Oh, we should start. We should. Look at us.
KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's Morning Show. Hello, it's Tuesday. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.